Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yes, it is indeed a Friday, a football Friday on WFAN. Welcome in, Evan and Tiki, for the next 4.5 hours. A very busy show. At some point in the next 4.5 hours, you'll hear that Edwin Diaz has re-signed with the Mets. So we'll get to that later once it officially happens. We've got Mike McCarthy talking about Jackson Dart publicly. We've got Robert Saleh, the next head coach of the New York Football Giants, and the Jet fans' hatred for the Miami Dolphins. So there's a lot to get to over the next 4.5 hours. But we saw this past year the Jets take out a lottery ticket in Justin Fields, something I was absolutely in favor of. I had mentioned for years the Jets and the Giants bringing in Justin Fields as a lottery ticket. It did not work, clearly. Justin Fields was benched. He's actually not even going to be the backup on Sunday because of a knee injury. So my question to you, Tiki, is that lottery ticket didn't work. News just came out in the last hour that Jonathan Gannon, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, has announced that Kyler Murray is being shut down for the rest of the season. And it is obvious to the world he will be available at the end of the season.
Yep.
Would you, if you're Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji, would you invest in another lottery ticket a year from now, this in the name of Kyler Murray?
Not a chance in hell. Here's the thing. When you are a young, or new, let's call it that, because he's not young, obviously, Aaron Glenn, he's 50-plus years old, but first-time head coach in the NFL, unless you've had tons of experience coaching, you know, veteran quarterbacks, you understand the nuances of veteran quarterbacks, particularly one like Kyler Murray, the last thing you need is to bring someone like that. And I'm not maligning him because I actually happen to really like Kyler Murray. But when you bring a guy like that into your locker room, you're going to get disruption. And it's going to be out of your control. And Aaron Glenn, as a young head coach, needs to bring in a young quarterback, someone who he can craft into his mentality and craft into his way of thinking and operating and leading. Because one of the thing that we don't talk about it enough is that when you become a head coach, you necessarily have to find evangelists. And I'm not using that in a religious term, just using it as a way to talk about regurgitating what you say. And I'll never forget this from Rondé's years with John Gruden, because John Gruden was the greatest preacher in the history of football. Like, he can make you believe.
I think that's why so many fans still want him to be their head coach.
Dude, there's no doubt about it. He makes you believe. He makes you want to run through a wall, and he hypes you up, and he props you up and makes you feel like you're, like, I don't know, He-Man. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, you start regurgitating his mantras. You start saying the things that he says, and you start believing it, and you all pull together. Now, eventually it gets old, obviously, just sure. as with anything. But when you're a young coach, you need that new leader, and it's mostly the quarterbacks, but particularly in this case with Aaron Glenn, he needs his quarterback to be able to run right behind him and say the same things that he does, and Kyler Murray is not going to do that.
Why?
Because Kyler Murray is not that kind of guy.
But you don't think at this
Kyler Murray runs to the beat of his own drummer. And that's not a bad... It is what it is.
No, no,
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. That is what it is.
But you don't think at this point in his career, he is still young at 28 years old. He's been in the league for a while now, and when he's cut by Arizona, and I believe he will be cut, I don't believe he'll be traded. I don't think there will be a market for him.
Yeah.
I know that you could always restructure his contract, but nevertheless, I just don't see a team offering Arizona enough. I think they're going to end up just releasing him.
Yep.
That's where I think it ends up. You don't think a guy who's been in the league for 7 years, who is under 500, who just lost his job, essentially, you don't think he would go to a new situation a little different and a little humbled?
I would hope so. But are you going to take that risk?
I'll tell you how I would
Why
take the
would
risk.
You take that risk if you're the Jets, especially when there are alternatives in the draft?
Well, I want to explain to you how I would take the risk, because it's not black or white. It's not, yes, bring me Kyler Murray like I'm some kind of Kyler Murray fanboy. I am not. But here's what I like, and I'm trying to figure out, we all are, what the Jet quarterback situation is going to be next season.
Yes.
We all just assume they're going to draft somebody in the first round. They may well do that. We also don't know where they're picking in the first round.
It doesn't matter, though, because they have 5 first-round picks over the next 2 years.
No, you're right. They have the assets right. to trade. Absolutely, they can kind of roll this draft right. however they want.
You would like to hang on to some of them.
Sure.
But whatever. Sure. You can do whatever you want if you're the Jets.
Absolutely. Here is the world where I'd be interested in Kyler Murray. I want to explain it, because it's not simply bring Kyler in. He's my franchise guy. Let's go. I like competition. I think that's good. And I like a young quarterback coming in not knowing or assuming they're going to be the guy within right. a week or two.
I agree with that, by
if
the way.
If Tyrod Taylor, who I adore Tyrod Taylor. I like Tyrod Taylor. I've always been a fan of him. He's good. I remember 2 years ago debating him versus Daniel Jones, who's better. He's 36 years old. If he's in that room when you draft a young quarterback, that young quarterback's not an idiot.
No.
They know they're going to be the guy.
Right. He's not worried about the competition, quote unquote, for the quarterback position.
I would want a real competition. And someone who is 28 years old in Kyler Murray, who's made the Pro Bowl numerous times, who's a former number one overall pick, despite what's happened the last couple of years, injuries being a question, work ethic being a question, all that is fair. But that young quarterback is going to view Kyler Murray not as Fugazi competition, but as real competition.
Yes.
And if somehow, because maybe this humbling changes Kyler Murray, he responds in a way in which he wins that job and plays at a high level, great.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
For the short term.
Well, we can make it work. If you've got a young guy who's 28 years old who all of a sudden blossoms, I'll figure out what I've done later with the other quarterback I drafted. That's a good problem. That's not a bad problem. So that's the world where I'd be interested in Kyler Murray. I want to make that clear.
Yeah,
I am not interested in him just being the quarterback next year. I'd be interested in him being a part of a competition next year.
Yeah.
And that, to me, tell me how that doesn't make sense.
Well, it does, but just a matter of whether when he gets here, Kyler Murray is going to buy into that. The thing with Kyler is that he came in as a rookie. He was really good, won Rookie of the Year. Obviously, there was some polish that he still needed to put on his game, and you thought it would just come. It would evolve. Cliff Kingsbury gets fired after 2-3 years. All of a sudden, it's a reset. It's Jonathan Gannon now. Kyler has some injury issues. He still is the man, but he's not really the man, because as much as Jonathan Gannon like is a defensive guy and needs an offensive established quarter, Kyler never really rose to the occasion,
right?
Especially coming back after he came back from his injury. And so I don't even know who Kyler is right now. Like, if he had been with Cliff Kingsbury for 4 years, 5, 6, 7 years, whatever it is, and you had seen him hit a peak and you know what it is, I don't know if he's hit a ceiling or if he's not even close to it. And so, to me, there's just a ton of question marks around Kyler Murray, because I don't know where the ceiling or the floor is with him. And so, if I'm Aaron Glenn, if I'm the New York Jets, I can't take that risk. He hits the floor, and now all of a sudden we've made an acquisition that just turns into LOL Jets all over.
But the
again.
Way at least I'm framing this is there wouldn't be a rest.
I just don't think he's gonna get here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're cheap.
Okay.
And that's the problem.
And here's the thing. This reminds me of our Justin Fields argument, in which I was sort of right, but then sort of wrong. Yeah. I'll admit that. Years ago, this is 3 years ago, the beginning of Evan and Tiki, I was arguing with you about the Giants bringing in Justin Fields to compete with Daniel Jones.
Yes.
And your argument was it's going to cost too much.
Too expensive.
Yes. And I said to you, if it's too expensive, I don't want him.
Mm-hmm.
I admit that. Now, what ended up happening was he wasn't expensive.
Yeah, because he went to Pittsburgh for a song.
Exactly. He went to Pittsburgh for a song. Now, timing of it didn't work out, so the Giants weren't involved.
Right.
But ultimately, I guess I was sort of right in that it wasn't expensive. What I'm telling you right now on December 5th is there's still a lot of unknown about A, where teams are going to be drafting, what quarterbacks are going to be available, what teams are looking for quarterbacks. I fully admit that. I am prognosticating on December 5th that Kyler Murray, who will end up missing 12 games this season, who missed 9 games 2 years earlier, who is 10 games under 500 at quarterback, who makes way too much money, is going to be cut. I believe that will happen. I believe I'll be right.
No, you're right about that.
Once he's caught and now he's in the free agent market, and this is where maybe this is a 50-50 argument, I don't think he's getting guaranteed a starting quarterback job. I don't think a team is going to be hosting Kyler Murray saying, oh, we love you.
Right.
We need to bring you in. I don't see it. And so if he's in a position where he'll consign, he can compete for a job, I'd be interested. That's like, you know what he is? He's a better lottery ticket than Justin Fields.
Okay.
That's how I would phrase it. It's a lottery ticket. It's probably not going to work, but I also don't need it to work as much because I'm probably drafting a young quarterback.
28 years old, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What if I told you that there was another quarterback, same age, maybe more potential, even though we haven't seen it and it's been in fits and starts, that will be available next year?
And he's 28 years old?
And he's 28 years old.
I'm already interested.
Daniel Jones.
Well,
what?
No, I'll tell you what.
What?
I'll tell you what. I don't think Daniel Jones is going to come for that kind of competition the way Kyler Murray is. I think Daniel's doing enough in Indianapolis where the Colts are probably going to give him a starting job. And that's the whole point here. I'm not handing Kyler Murray a starting job just like I wouldn't hand Daniel Jones a starting job. I view it this way. I'm going to draft a quarterback. I want every Jet fan to understand this. Like, I'm drafting a quarterback. Whether it's in the first round or the second round, I'm bringing a kid in. I'm doing that.
Yes.
I would like to do that in conjunction with someone else who's relatively young who can compete with them. And Kyler Murray at 28 years old, if he is willing to accept what I am describing right now, is the perfect candidate for that. Daniel Jones is having too good of a year to be that candidate for the job I'm describing.
Yeah, so Daniel Jones is going to put himself in a position where he's competing to be somebody's guy. Not franchise, I don't think. I don't think he's ever going to be in that world again, but someone's reliable starter for the next 3 or 4 years.
Oh, Daniel's going to sign a contract where he's the starting quarterback for a team. I'll give you an example right off the top. If it's not Indianapolis, you want to hear a team?
Who?
The Minnesota Vikings, bringing him back.
I mean, yeah, they have an experience with him. He didn't play. Yep. He was just kind of there to learn and figure out the situation, but they are in a disaster.
And you can see that because of the familiarity. So I'm not disinterested in Daniel Jones because of the player. I am describing, and I think one that would be appealing to Jet fans, you tell me, 888-808-1019, of a young quarterback who's on the roster next year, who is competing with the young guy we draft. And to me, that could turn into the ultimate win-win. If the young player I sign, in this case Kyler Murray, learns his lessons of the past and works his ass off and wins that starting job, so be it.
Yep.
Go be great. If I have a kid sit there for a year, so be it. That's fine. Go learn. If the kid wins the job the way Jackson Dart would have won your job, if the Giants made it an open competition, great.
Right.
Like, I'm not telling you I wouldn't want the kid to start. I'm telling you I like lottery tickets and I like competition. Those are two things I like if I'm building a quarterback room, and that's where I think Kyler Murray could fit.
Maybe. Maybe. The question with Kyler Murray is always going to be this question until he proves that he is, I don't want to say grown up, because that's not what I mean, but he takes the job of being a starting quarterback dead ass serious.
And if he doesn't, he's gone.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, he's a footnote in Jet history.
But do you need the distraction? Do you need the or are you just looking for the competition?
I love the competition.
Because if you're looking for the competition,
I love it. Yes.
Then it's hard to argue that because he's a vet. He's been in the league. He's had success. It is what it is. But I don't feel like Kyler Murray comes anywhere and it says, I'm now relegated to backup duties.
Well, then I don't want him. I mean, I'll make it simple. I'm laying it out in a scenario where he would make sense. If Kyler Murray ends up signing with a team in which he's guaranteed the starting quarterback job, it ain't going to be the New York Jets. I'm not interested in Kyler Murray in that way. Here's what I'd ask you, because this is the question where you could really teach me a thing or two.
Go ahead.
If you're drafting a young quarterback, which the Jets are doing, right? I think we're all kind of in agreement, whether they're picking 7,
no
10. They're taking a young quarterback at some point early in this upcoming draft.
No brainer.
Does it behoove the young quarterback to learn and sit behind a Tyrod Taylor or to compete with someone who's a real threat?
It's the latter. It's to compete with somebody who you hope to beat and force your coach.
Thank you.
To play you instead.
Thank you. That is my point.
Right. That's basically what the Giants didn't do.
That's what the Giants didn't do, and that is something I think I've been very consistent about this over the years when talking about the Jets and Giants. It's something I want my teams to do. It's what I wanted the Giants to do with Fields and Daniel Jones. And we could laugh about it now knowing the results, but a real competition, like a real, hey, you can start right away if you earn it, and if you don't, be careful, because the other guy's 29 years old, and the other guy could be great.
Right.
And if he isn't, no harm, no foul.
Right.
And that's where when I heard the Kyler Murray news, because Jet fans, I think your instant reaction is to assume Kyler Murray comes here as the next quarterback of the Jets. Like, if I did phone a friend and call Beningo right now, and we just simply cold called him and said, do you want Kyler Murray? He'd scream and say no. If you explained it the way I envision it, it makes a lot of sense, right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
Thank you.
However, I can't help but think, does he have a better chance of being a New York Met than he does a New York Jet in his career?
Well, baseball, I mean, background? He can play the outfield. I'm in.
But it is an nonetheless, it's an interesting point. I think Kyler Murray has done too much damage to his career in the league to assume he's going to get a guaranteed starter job, which is why I tend to side with you on the 7.
Yeah, look, if and I don't know what the Steelers are going to look like next year. Like, is Aaron Rodgers back? Is Mike Tomlin back? I think it's logical to view that team and say, oh, they would just sign Kyler Murray and give him the starter's job. If that's the case, then I'm not interested.
Right.
Like, I'm being crystal clear about my vision for a player like Murray is I view him as a more advanced lottery ticket than Justin Fields. Next year, the Jets are going to have a different quarterback room. And I like Tyrod Taylor, and I really appreciate the veteran leadership he brings and the fact he's just solid. He gives you a chance to win. But I almost want that Fernando Mendoza, assuming it's him.
Watch that Saturday night, by the way.
I will be. It's already set up on DVR, baby. After Nets Pelicans, I'll be in the building. Got to see my Danny Wolf. You know, it's a big night.
Don't forget Virginia Duke, by the way.
Ah, who cares? Do they have a quarterback I have to keep an eye on?
No.
Okay, then I don't care. But that's how I would envision it. Mendoza walks into that room, stares into the eyes of Kyler Murray, let the best man win.
Yeah.
And we could come up with all these fictitious situations like, well, what happens if Murray's great? What happens if Murray's great? Okay. I mean.
Yeah. Well, I think it's an interesting idea. I just think there's going to be a challenge in execution. Because, first of all, Kyler Murray is going to have some suitors. Not, you know, tons of them saying, you're our franchise guy. Let's, you know, get young, failed out in Arizona, but still has so much upside. But he is going to be sought after. And so are you getting in a bidding war for Kyler Murray?
No.
The answer is no.
No.
And so then you got to go pivot to whoever the other free agent quarterbacks are or available quarterbacks potentially that are under contract with some other team. And it honestly, the list is not, it's not appealing.
No.
It really isn't. I mean, it's funny because we're talking about, Kyler Murray's not the ideal guy. But when I go look at the Marcus Mariotas of the world or the Zach Wilsons of the world or Kenny Pickett's, Jimmy Garoppolo, he's the more interesting one because he actually could be a starter.
I'm going to give everybody a mini job over the next few minutes. I want you to Google picture Kyler Murray.
Uh-huh.
I want you to stare at his face. When we come back, I want you to tell me which prominent New York athlete he looks like. Toll-free number is 888-808-1019. Now we'll get your calls. How do you view that Jet quarterback room next year? And LeBron James proved a lot of doubters wrong last night. We'll explain why. Before I get to your telephone calls, I gave the boys a project. You looked at Kyler Murray's face for the last 5 minutes. What prominent New York athlete does he look like? Doppelganger.
Brunson.
Go ahead.
It's Brunson.
Go ahead, Tommy.
JB.
Just not, it'd be Jalen Brunson and Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
They look exactly alike.
Is it the same person?
Maybe the doppelgangers. And I did this.
If it wasn't for the beard.
Yes.
It would be almost identical.
Yeah, you just got to look straight up at the face.
Right.
And they have
like the eye area.
Yeah, yes.
Not the beard side, because that throws you off.
Yes, it's incredible. Now, one quick thing before we get to your phone calls. I know you don't do it, Tiki. I don't do it. But there are some in the media who always take unneeded shots at LeBron James.
He's a narcissistic, selfish basketball player who only cares about himself and his own stats, and the Lakers should get rid of him if they could.
Interesting.
Well, last night, LeBron James proved those voices incredibly wrong. Because last night, LeBron James was sitting at 8 points. Okay? Now you may say, what does that mean? He currently holds the all-time NBA record for most consecutive games of scoring 10 points or more. It's ridiculous, but it's amazing.
Of course, that's what I mean.
1,297, okay? The record he passed is Michael Jordan at 866. Just to put in perspective how absurd this record is.
Right, it's 200-plus more games.
Oh, my, it's nuts. It's 400-plus more games,
right.
Yeah, I mean, that's unbelievable. So last night, the Lakers are in a tie game in the final seconds. And there were two things that were unbelievable. One, LeBron James went to sit down on the bench because I guess he thought the Lakers were going to call a timeout, and they didn't, and scored the game-tying bucket. So I don't know if that was a strategy or if LeBron's just really old and tired. But either way, we need to start deploying that. It's like the fake spike in the NBA. But the thing that LeBron did, jokes aside, that even that voice has to give credit to, is with a tie game and 8 seconds to go, LeBron drove the basket and had a chance to not only extend the record, but hit a game-winning shot.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what he did as he got a little bit closer to the basket?
He kicked it out to an open.
He kicked it out to open Achimura in the corner, who hit a buzzer-beating, game-winning three. The Lakers win. LeBron doesn't extend his record. So what I would say to every single person out there who's ever called LeBron arrogant,
selfish,
and a stat patter, I'd say acknowledge him and apologize.
I spoke to Robert Saleh last night.
Because that was impressive. I got to hand it to LeBron. I didn't see that one coming. But really, the most impressive thing was the fake sit-down non-timeout.
How many people knew of that record? Anybody? Well, who knew of that record?
I'm assuming the bettor that lost $15,000 on it last night.
I had no idea.
You didn't know?
No idea at all.
I knew he had the record. I forgot what the exact number was. And I wasn't paying attention necessarily to that game to see if the record would continue. But, Tiki, you're a professional athlete who has records, by the way.
Yeah, I know. But
what would you have done? You'd have been selfish.
No, I wouldn't have. No, I wouldn't have.
No.
I would have done exactly what he did. Made the right basketball play.
That's right.
And by the way, nobody's breaking that record ever anyways.
You never know. Have you seen Danny Wolf?
shut up about Danny Wolf.
You never know. All right, let's get to your phone calls. Kyler Murray is going to be released at the end of the season or prior to June 1st or after June 1st. And in my vision, he makes sense for the Jets, not as their future starting quarterback by any stretch, but as a part of a competition for whomever they draft in April's draft. Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019, the toll-free number. Let us go to Greg in Toms River, New Jersey. What's up, Greg?
Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. Okay, so if the Jets sign Kyler Murray and they have the quarterback competition and he does not win, and this is more for you, Tiki, as an ex-player.
Go ahead.
Is he going to be a brooder? Is he going to be a brooder or a tutor? And if he's a brooder,
right.
He's not.
Yeah, if it's that you want,
young quarterback being brought in.
I don't think that's him. I don't think Kyler Murray is that kind of guy. I met him a few times. Did an interview with him for CBS last year, and so I got to know him a little bit. He's unique because he's cast in this role as a leader, but it's not his natural personality. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like certain guys, you walk into a room and you're like, all right, I see that guy. That guy's definitely a leader. Even if without hearing a word said from his mouth, you know a guy who's a leader. But then there's also these guys who everybody's looking at, but he's kind of like not sitting in the corner, right? He's just kind of standing in the cut, trying not to be noticed. That's more who Kyler Murray is. And so if you're bringing in a veteran to be, I don't know, your locker room leader, kind of like what Russell Wilson was supposed to be for the New York Giants, if he would have not been guaranteed a starting job and lost it to Jackson Dart as he should have, but whatever, that's been going down my own personal stuff. But like, if you're bringing him in to compete, it's great. If you're bringing him in to try to be that veteran quarterback leader, I think you're better off with Tyrod Taylor.
WFN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Mike is in West Long Branch. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I actually have two names I think fit that age and or would be a better fit for the Jets. And one, I think, is going to move on from their coach. And if they bring someone in new, they might cut Tua. And second, you're going to have to trade for him, and he would be your future starter. But what about Lamar Jackson? It wasn't too long ago. Only cost two first-round picks to get him.
Wow. Yeah, because that was the franchise tag.
Yeah, that was the tag that was given to Jackson where no one felt it was worth negotiating with him because they knew the Ravens would simply match.
I mean, look.
So why waste your time?
Exactly. But if the Ravens fired John Harbaugh and bring in a new coach, and that new coach is like, this Lamar Jackson era is not, it's not my cup of tea. We're going to move on from him. Can we find a trade partner? That you're 100% in on that. You'd have to be.
I don't know if I would be.
Why?
I don't know if I.
You take Kyler Murray?
No.
That is Lamar Jackson.
Tiki, that is so unfair. Because I've clearly stated that Kyler Murray is a part of a competition.
Yes.
So me saying I would. You are like, you should work for WFN Digital. Headline, Evan prefers Kyler Murray over Lamar Jackson. Context is king, okay? The context of Kyler Murray is, I bring him in for a competition.
Okay, here's
let's get to Lamar. Okay. We want to talk about Lamar because it's different.
You bring in Lamar to be your now and future starter, and you use your resources for other stuff.
Okay, I will tell you,
Mike. You need to revamp your team a little bit.
Can I tell you my concerns about Lamar Jackson?
Tell me.
Before you crush me and you jump down my throat. Lamar Jackson's about to be 29 years old.
Yes.
His athleticism is only going to dwindle as he gets into his 30s.
Okay.
The last few weeks, he has not looked like the same guy. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, he has not been
as
mobile.
So my worry is what I'm going to have to give up is going to be extensive. I'm going to pay him a ton of money, restructure, give him a monster deal as he deserves as a guy that's won, you know, how many MVPs now? And I'm worried about what that looks like at 30, 31, 32.
That's the least of your worries.
He's based on athleticism.
I know.
What is he when the athleticism starts to go?
He's still a pretty damn good quarterback.
I'm not saying he isn't.
He is. He's just the same player if he doesn't run for 700 yards a season? No. But It's not like he's inept as a quarterback.
I didn't say he is.
And so you could do a lot worse than Lamar Jackson. And it would. The only thing that would be challenging is constructing your offense. It's who has the expertise to do it,
right,
with a guy like that. And that's the challenge.
I don't know if I would be. Evan, you've lived in the depths of hell without a franchise quarterback forever, and you don't know if you'd be interested in a multi-MVP in the NFL only before 30 years old?
Considering what I have to give up, considering the money is involved, considering that I'm not trading for what he's accomplished, I'm trading for what he's doing next, I have some worries.
All right. Now,
is that not a fair point?
I just want to make something clear, because I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt on this. I am a very big believer on you could have an opinion on something specific in sports and be able to pivot as time grows. But you, prior to the Giants getting Jackson Dart, bring everything back to the Giants, were very big on the idea of these rookie quarterbacks, who knows, half of them bust. You can't. The alternative to not getting Lamar Jackson as your franchise quarterback is that lottery ticket in the draft. So are you saying now you are on board with taking that lottery ticket over a proven MVP in the NFL?
You're taking out the part that I'm going to have to give up a few lottery tickets to get the player.
Sure.
And then I'm going to eat up a lot of my cap space in the player. And then I've got to hope that as he enters his 30s, he's the same player he was in his 20s, which I'm just not as confident about.
Only thing you really got to is health, because he's missed a lot of times.
Yeah.
In 6 years.
Yeah.
And so health is what you'd worry about.
But the one thing you can't do, Tiki, is equate my interest in Kyler Murray, which is more as a competitor to someone I draft.
It's two different situations.
Thank you.
I'm just messing with you.
I know. He starts off with, you prefer Kyler Murray over Lamar Jackson? Let's go to Tony in Delaware. Hey, Tony.
Yeah, hey, guys. Well, there's two quarterbacks that, you know, if I'm the Jets, I'm bringing in. I'm not bringing in Kyler Murray. I mean, for me, the 5'8 QB just doesn't work in the NFL. But I'm looking at a proven winner. He wins when he's on the field. And that's, you know, the Ravens' backup quarterback, Huntley, you know, for a stopgap, competent quarterback. And a guy who's putting up numbers, looking very competent. The defense is failing him, but it's Marcus Mariota. Those two guys, and you're gonna, you know, if you got some receivers, you're gonna win, and a defense, you're gonna win games. If you got Huntley, you're definitely gonna win games because he's proven that.
I think both.
Those are interesting points.
Yeah, I think Tyler Huntley's a little different because he's younger. He's only 28 years old.
Right.
But Marcus Mariota is a part of that bridge conversation, which they already have with Tyrod Taylor. I mean, and Tyrod Taylor is already developing chemistry with the guys on this roster. So if it's going to be that veteran leader bridge guy, Tyrod Taylor should have the leg up on it, considering he's already there developing a relationship, not only with Tanner Engstrand as offensive coordinator, but with everyone else on this roster. And I view Mariota and Huntley and Teddy Bridgewater, who I had mentioned a few weeks ago, more in that they're not there to compete. They're there to, you know, almost cater until the kid is ready.
Yeah.
Whomever you draft.
Yeah, but Tyrod Taylor, he's free, so you'd have to re-sign him. Right?
Yes.
He's a free agent.
He is a free agent, yes.
And so it's different. So he's kind of in the same boat, but he...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
He has the gangplank to the boat already. He already knows how to get there.
I'm going to go to the person on hold whose subject title is Evan is on drugs.
Mm.
Wow. fair ask.
Wow.
Now, what do you think in the first 38 minutes
that's
of this
aggressive.
Show? What have I said in the first 38 minutes that you think warrants the Evan is on drugs opinion?
I just think I don't know about Lamar Jackson is immediate. Are you on meth?
Okay. All right, let's see if that's right. Leon Long Island, was it the Lamar Jackson thing that makes you think I'm on drugs?
That is one of the things, yes. That is definitely one of the things. Here's why. Because this year, Lamar has not been healthy. We know that. But last year, he threw for 4,100 yards. You know how many times a Jets quarterback has thrown for 4,100 yards? And by the way, that's not running for a single yard. That's thrown for 4,100. Do you know how many times it's happened in a Jets career?
Never.
It has never happened. So when you worry about what he is, if he can't run, he's a 4,000-yard passer, which is something the Jets don't have. Ever. In fact, I will ask you.
That's solid.
One person has thrown for 4,000 yards in Jets history. Do you know who that was?
Yeah, I think it was Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No, it was Joe Namath.
Oh. Well, how many did Fitzpatrick throw for in that 2015 season? Because he had a monster year that year.
I don't know.
Maybe the correct for that. I honestly didn't look up Ryan Fitzpatrick.
It's a great point.
And I have another point.
Yeah, real quick, here's the answer on Fitzpatrick. 3905.
That's what I thought. Okay, you're 39.
How about that?
Okay.
Go ahead.
And so, I mean, when you worry about Lamar Jackson, but I understand your point of trading away assets, giving a huge contract. That's a much bigger difference than Kyler Murray. But here's my problem with Kyler Murray. I have not seen one thing from this coaching staff that tells me they could even develop or extend Kyler Murray. Because Justin Fields, while he was terrible this year, this was the worst year of his career. So while he was not a good quarterback, he got worse in this regime. And so I have not seen this regime develop any position on the field, let alone quarterback, and that's what makes me nervous.
Yeah.
One last point. You guys are talking, you know, the other thing about you being on drugs, you and Joe on Monday were talking about this game, and Joe was all of a sudden pie in the sky, loving it. Like he had this team, the two of their three wins, they needed ridiculous special teams plays to get those wins, which is not a sustainable thing. If they didn't get a muff punt inside the five, they would have been shut out. They would have been shut out.
True, but it still happens. Like, you still make plays.
I know, but his point, and it's a fair one.
It is fair, but it also it diminishes the importance of a team game.
Well, but I think
sometimes when you play poorly and you win, it's because you have solid special teams play.
Right.
Solid kicker. Things of that nature.
You could also say, if that's luck, isn't it unluck that this team has forced a historically low 2 turnovers so far this season?
Right.
Like, you would think that kind of stuff will even out. The reason I can't take any blame on that is I have yet to offer any opinion about Jets-Dolphins. Now, I will offer one today, and I have one today, and we'll certainly make NFL picks today. But Joe was the one on Monday who had confidence they'll beat the Dolphins.
Thank God for drugs.
I haven't revealed any of my opinions on Jets Dolphins. So I'm exonerated for now in regards to that. Mm. The thing about past history with Jet quarterbacks is that, and this is why I don't love Lee's argument, even though he made a lot of good points, citing the inept history of the New York Jets at quarterback is not a good reason to acquire someone who's accomplished something no one else has in Jet history.
Well,
you know what I mean?
He's kind of accomplished a lot.
Lamar. No, but my point is it's irrelevant.
It is irrelevant.
I'm talking about what's going to happen next. And comparing it to Jet history means nothing. Jet history sucks when it comes to the quarterback position.
So, like, that doesn't move me.
Yeah, no. But you
could just say Lamar's won two MVPs. That's good enough. Right. I get it.
Evan, that's so hypocritical.
Why?
Because for 3 years, we've had again, the argument about taking quarterbacks in the first round, and you always lean on Jets history and the failures on that and how you don't want to do that again. You've done that, but you had it with Aaron Rodgers. You said, well, why would I do that? We keep failing in the first round. That's Jet history.
No, that was a different circumstance.
Like that's leaning on Jet history.
No. But I'm not leaning on Jet history in terms of how I would acquire someone. I wanted to acquire Aaron Rodgers because I thought the team was ready to win now. And banking on developing a young quarterback when I thought, incorrectly, they had a ready-made roster was not the right decision. So you're mixing two things together.
Yeah, it was only not because he got hurt.
No, I understand, right. But we're relitigating the past because you're bringing up the past that's irrelevant to what we're talking about right now. The Jets were clearly a rebuilding team. This isn't 2 years ago. So holding me to what I said about acquiring Aaron Rodgers is not fair at all. I thought that team had a chance to win. This team isn't a quarterback away.
Yeah, back off, Sean.
Back off!
Sorry, Evan. All right. I'm right, but sorry.
You're not right. It's different. Everything is different.
Yes. Like circumstances are very different.
I am a biggest fan as anybody of bringing up old opinions and ripping one. Trust me, I love that. And I'll do it for myself. But the Jets 3 years ago versus the Jets today and how we would build a team, it's just different. This team is not where they were 3 years ago. And look, maybe my worries about Lamar Jackson are overstated. Maybe I should just say, screw it, I'll give you every draft pick in the world.
I mean, he's an MVP, and he's still in his prime. You absolutely would take him if he was available.
I'm just a little worried about what he is in his 30s. That's it. That's my worry. It's a worry I have.
Worry about it when he's in his 30s.
Well, that's a year and a half. Let's go to Frank in Sparta. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys. This whole Kyler Murray thing, I don't think it's going to work either, personally. But I'm not a Jets fan, so, you know, quite frankly, I don't care. But I'm going to run two more names by you.
Go ahead.
Like retreads, you know? One that has kind of proven himself, I think. And the other one that really hasn't, but I'm not sure he's been given the opportunity. Mac Jones being one of them, and Anthony Richardson being the other.
Oh, see, Anthony Richardson is another different example of a lottery ticket. He's got all the physical skills, the tools to be great.
He's probably one of the most impressive athletes I've ever seen.
So would you take a flyer?
6'5", 4, whatever he is, 6'4", 250, 4'4 guy. Got a cannon for an arm.
Yeah, he's got it everything.
It's just, how am I going to know and trust that he's figured out how to work? Because it feels like Jamarcus Russell.
Well, here's what you would
do. And that's like such a dirty word in the NFL.
Oh, of course it is. I mean, he's an all-time bust. Right. I think the way you'd trust it is by not trusting it. And what I mean by that is, under the same circumstances I just described Kyler Murray, you are invited for a competition, like he had with Daniel Jones. And if you get hurt or you don't win the competition, no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
So it's under that same guise of, I'm drafting a quarterback, hoping that works out, and here's a competition. And if you win the competition and you can finally put it all together, fantastic. It's a good problem to have.
It's interesting with Anthony Richardson because I feel like it makes more sense with a guy like that than it does Kyler Murray.
Because it's
easier.
It's easier in that Anthony Richardson does not have a leg to stand on.
No.
In terms of getting a guaranteed job, there is a world, because of Kyler's previous accomplishments,
yes,
where a team desperate enough says, oh, yeah, you'll be our starting quarterback.
That's right.
I mean, think about it. There was a team.
Anthony Richardson has to earn every snap he gets from here on out for the rest of his career. He's got to earn it.
Just
he's never going to be, oh, you're a first-round pick.
Right.
We're going to make the assumption that this is your job. That's never happening for him again.
It's almost amazing to think that there was a team in the NFL desperate enough at quarterback that they guaranteed Russell Wilson would be the starter. Can you imagine doing that? That's crazy.
Good luck, CBS.
Yeah, he's doing TV this weekend. Russ is doing CBS, and Jameis Winston is doing Fox.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Head to head.
That's awesome.
So the giant backup quarterbacks, the two and the three.
Which one would you watch? Which one would you rather watch?
Come on.
Actually, you know what? Actually, I'd watch Russ. You know why?
Why?
I know Jameis is good at that and funny at that.
That's true.
Can Russell Wilson be... the guy's the positive about everything. Can he sit there and give a critical point on anything?
Mm. No, that's why he's going to be boring.
Or it's more succinct.
Yeah, but I got
to
see it.
That's what's going to... He's going to have to give a succinct point.
I might be one and done with Russ, but I know Jameis is good at that. I want to see Russ.
Oh, I'm definitely watching Jameis.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think I'm watching either because
you're going to be at the game.
Yeah, I'm going to the Jet game and those are pregame shows.
Right.
I've retired from pregame shows. I don't know when everyone
got
there.
I have too.
Yeah, no offense.
I don't learn anything.
Yeah, it's like I'm already going to sit here watching 8 hours of football. Do I need any more?
Yeah, do I need 2 more hours of a pregame show where you don't talk about anything?
Right. And all you're doing is previewing what I'm about to watch. I'd be more likely to watch a postgame show because then you're filling
right.
me in
yeah, right.
on maybe a thing or two I missed.
That's or listening right. to postgame shows.
There you go.
Yes, that's yeah. right.
Can I throw
not
one?
On the air this weekend, by the way.
No. You going to enjoy your Sunday?
Somebody else is going to have to lead into Nets basketball.
Oh, wow. I do have one more bone to throw you, Evan.
Yes, go ahead.
There was another sports story involving a quarterback this week that I think we need to consider.
Another quarterback option for the Jets?
Nobody's mentioning it.
All right. We'll come back. We'll hear who Sean idea is. Now, ask, conquer me this.
Conquer me this?
Riddle me this?
Riddle me.
Oh, I think. Man. I don't know.
Conquer
I don't know.
You?
Only you know conquer? Your brain, Evan.
It oh, is.
Dude,
it
put
is,
that on the list for next week, Tommy.
It is it. Riddle me this. That is an idiots with idiom example. By the way, that segment returns today coming up at 5:30. Riddle me this. When you tell us this other quarterback that would be available potentially for the Jet room,
yeah.
your prediction on my opinion on that guy joining the Jets quarterback room.
Based on your opinion of Kyler Murray, I think you'll be open to it.
I'll be open to it. Now we'll get a new name into the Jets quarterback conversation coming up, plus more of your calls at 888-808-1019. Plus, Sean has said some controversial things on the air. But there's something else we need to play that may have crossed the line.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.